Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
All right. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to From Marva with Love. I am your host today. I like to start out by saying, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will be glad and rejoice in it. It is a beautiful day, come rain or shine. And y'all, it is fabulous Good Friday. So welcome, welcome, welcome. We have a great show planned for you today. We have some really cool people that's going to be our guests. We're going to start off with VR Smalls. She is the founder and CEO of the Veterans Women's Enterprise Center, and she's going to talk all about veteran women who are entrepreneurs and helping them get, you know, started and get their businesses off the ground. And we're also going to have Gerald Prelo. He is the owner of Jewel Probiotic Kombucha Teas. And I met him at a pop-up shop. He's a really exciting guy. He's got some great things to talk about, teas and your health. And so I can't wait that. And then we're going to have a young man by the name of Moses T. Alexander. And he has a new gospel play called Pulled. And he says here, if you are suffering or at your greatest suffering, you wonder, where is God? He is at the pool. So that really sounds exciting. It's going to premiere April the 16th and the 7th, from April 16th through May 16th. And so that's going to be really good. So you need to check it out. It's going to be streaming live from the Jubilee Theater over in Fort Worth. And if you want to know more information and get tickets on that, that's www.jubileetheater.org. Or you can call their box office at 817-338-4411. Now, I'm just excited. I mean, it's Good Friday. It's a beautiful day. Right about now here in North Central Texas, it is about 50 degrees. The sun is shining. It is straight up beautiful, y'all. It really, really is. And I am so glad to be here today. And I'm so glad to share God's glory with you. Man, I mean, you know, if you woke up this morning, you are blessed. You know, if you could put one foot in front of the other, you are blessed. If you were in your right mind, if you could kiss your spouse, if you could say hello to your children, you are blessed. And glory to God for his blessings and all that he has done for us and he continues to do for us on a daily basis. This is From Marva with Love. Thank you so much for joining me today. Now, there is a lot that's going on. I'm going to highlight for you. Thursday, they say that it is supposed to take care of the voting situation, but they, you know, it's going to make it harder for people people to vote. They have taken out some of the early voting hours. And, you know, it just kind of sounds suspicious to me, you know, that they would do that. They said that there were irregularities, and that's the reason why they fought for this change. Well, it wasn't over irregularities here in Texas. I didn't see any. In fact, the day of the election, of course, I called around to some of the precincts, the police stations in the Dallas and Fort Worth area, and talked to some captains, and they said there was nothing. In fact, they were telling people to go vote, get out and vote. There were no long lines or anything. So what improprietary things are they talking about? I don't know. So we need to get to the bottom of that. So we will come back. Like I said, I'm just going to hit the highlights. And Thursday, our papers came out, and I will tell you a little bit about them. We've got Texas Metro News here, and it comes out every week. This past weekend was a phenomenal weekend. It was a sad, it was a very emotional weekend. As you can see, our headline is A Street Named Bo. A portion of Lamar Street here in downtown Dallas was renamed to the Botham John Boulevard. So you can read all about that in our Texas Metro News. The latest issue came out on Thursday. You can get that online as well. That's www.texasmetronews.com. www.texasmetronews.com. And so now, all right, so we also are going to, Garland Journal also hit the streets. Now, Garland Journal is a biweekly publication, and it only comes out on the first and the third Thursdays of the month. And last weekend, again, like I said, it was pretty exciting. There was a baseball game, the Diamond Classic, and it was up in Frisco. And the Jaguars, the Southern University Jaguars, won. And you can read all about that in Garland Journal as well. And that's www.garlandjournal.com. That's www.garlandjournal.com. And there's so much in our papers. There's so many exciting things that are happening, and we want to share that with you because we bring you the news that you deserve. And we are just delivering that to you, and we are delivering it on a daily basis. Even though our publications are weekly and biweekly, we also have a daily newsletter. And if you would like to get that daily newsletter in your inbox every day, all you have to do is email me at editor@texasmetronews.com. That's editor@texasmetronews.com. Leave your name and your email address. I will put you on that list, and every morning you will get that, and you'll get the latest of what's going on, because news is 24 hours a day. It is. You know, whether you, it is, and it's always something, and we try to stay on top of that so that we can share everything with you as well. Now, there is something I wanted to share with you as well today. It's Good Friday, and this is called the War Room Daily Prayer. And I get this in my inbox all the time, and it's from the Rojo Ministry. And I just think that it's pretty incredible just to wake up and receive, you know, what God has for you, you know, because He is an incredible God. And so I'm just going to say, give you a portion of his prayer today, It's a prayer for Good Friday, and it goes, Dear God, we remember today the pain and suffering of the cross and all that Jesus was willing to endure so that we could be set free. He paid the price, such a great sacrifice, to offer us the gift of eternal life. Help us never to take for granted this huge gift of love on your behalf. Help us to be reminded of the cost of it all. Forgive us for being too busy or distracted by other things, for not fully recognizing what you freely given, what you have done for us all. Thank you, Lord, that by your wounds we are healed. Thank you that because of your huge sacrifice, we can give life, we can live free. Thank you that sin and death have been conquered and that your power is everlasting. Thank you that we can say with great hope, it is finished. For we know that what's still to come and death has lost its sting. The praise for you are making all things new. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, man, how awesome is that, y'all? How awesome is that? I just pray that that touched somebody's heart today, that it touched your heart like it touched mine. You know, it just, it's exciting. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in today. So now I wanted to share with you guys our some things that's happening in the news here locally while we wait on our guest, Miss VR Small. She's coming back. Last time she was here, we had some technical difficulties, so we redone this show for, you know, and invited her to come back so that she can share with us So I'm excited about that. So let's move on here to our newsletter. Wanted to share some things that's in our newsletter. All right, here we go. Just working a little slowly. It says, keep your eye today. We theme our newsletter, you know, and today's newsletter is keeping your eyes on the prize. Now, we celebrated in March Women's History Month, and our publisher, Ms. Cheryl Smith, decided that she wanted to celebrate women all year long. So every day we will have a new woman that we call our superb woman. And today's superb woman is Deborah Peoples. I'll tell you a little bit about Deborah Peoples. Deborah Peoples is the current chairwoman of the Tarrant County Democratic Party, and she is serious in her efforts to turn Tarrant County into a blue Democratic city. This member of the Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated received a Bachelor's of Science and Master's of Business Administration from Texas Woman's University, a recipient of numerous honors. Her impressive portfolio includes almost 35 years at AT&T, and she retired as vice president, which speaks to her leadership, organizational, and management skills. Deborah is an activist, a philanthropist whose benevolence extends internationally. She is committed to her family and her community. She's also an entertainer in numerous ways. She can cook, host a gathering for hundreds or thousands, and she has even starred in a movie. If you like surrounding yourself around people who are honest, sincere, smart, fearless, loving, and supportive, Deborah Peoples is ideal. and she plays a mean hand of cards. Well, congratulations, Ms. Deborah Peoples, for being our superwoman that is Texas Metro News, Garland Journal, and iMessenger Media, LLC. We congratulate you on being our superb woman. Now, one of our editors, her name is Valerie Fields, she wrote an article about continued food distribution in North Texas is urged because the Chris Howe Foundation gives out food weekly, monthly, and right now the administrators of the Dallas County organization that distributed fresh food boxes and COVID protection products predict that local families will continue needing such items through at least 2022. Dominique Bryant Howe and her husband Chris Howe are founders of the Dallas-based Chris Howe Foundation, said the COVID-19 pandemic has gutted thousands of families' household incomes and they will need more than a year to financially recover, she said. You know what? And that is so true. You can read more about that on our website at texasmetronews.com. That's www.texasmetronews.com. And you know what? And if you can contribute, you know, or see if you can volunteer and help, you know, when he's out there. I was out at a location in Dallas a few weeks ago when he was handing out the food boxes and stuff. And it was incredible. And people were so incredibly grateful to have that, to be able to do that. The lines were a little bit long, but then they kind of thinned out. And he's there. They're there until the food is gone, until everything is gone. And so anything you can do to volunteer to that organization would be great. That's the Chris Howell Foundation. Now, for some local things here in the Dallas area, we have Revitalize South Dallas Coalition, and they list several different things that's going on, you know, for the next maybe week or so. So as of March the 31st through about April the 9th, there's some things that are going on. You can verify with the things that I'm going to talk to you about, like Together We Vaccine is for the first dose of the Pfizer vaccine. That's going to be held today from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's a drive-through only. It's going to be at St. Luke Community United Methodist Church, which is at 5710 East R.L. Thornton Freeway. And so you definitely want to be a part of that. It's free, and all persons from the age of 18 are welcome. Registration and ID is required. No walk-ups or on-site registration. So you must wear a mask, and the second dose will be given on April the 23rd. So, and then they're needing some volunteers as well to greet guests and direct traffic. It's sponsored by Project Unity at St. Luke Catalyst Health Network. You can contact Together We Test projectunity.net. That's Together We Trust at projectunity.net. Now remember, you have to be registered. You just have to be registered. There are no places that I know of that you can walk up and say, I want to get my shot. Now, just a little history on me, I got mine. Now, I called up to the number that was, we had registered. It's the Dallas County. I called up Dallas County, and what I did was talked to somebody on the phone, and she took my name and asked me a few questions, and I answered them. And so she told me that they would they registered me, and as soon as an appointment was available for me, that I would get that appointment. And so I was really excited. I was really excited about it because I was like, okay, because now my 80-year-old mother says she's going to get it, then what am I waiting on? So anyway, I guess it was probably a couple of weeks later. A couple of weeks later, I got a text. Now, this is a strange thing. The text came in about 3 o'clock in the morning. And unless you're still up, who checks your texts at 3 o'clock in the morning? So I didn't even look at my text until I got to the office at 9. So when I got to the office and I checked it out, I was like, oh, my God, they had me scheduled that day. It was a Friday, and they had me scheduled that day for a 9 o'clock appointment. That wasn't going to work for me, of course. So they also allowed me to reschedule. So I did. I rescheduled the appointment for, I think it was the next Friday in the afternoon, and was able to go and get that appointment. Now, I think, and mine was at the mega site over on at Fair Park. And so when I got there, I got off the freeway, and gate 2 is to the left. So I decided I would go they wouldn't allow me to go to the left, so I went to the right. So anyway, and then when I got kind of down there by the entrance where the African-American, where the African-American Museum was, I asked the police officer, I think I'm going the wrong way. He said, oh, but don't worry about it. It'll straighten out. Just follow this line. So actually they make you make a U-turn a little further down. So I did, got back. I think that was the worst part of the wait for me was just getting into Fair Park. But once I got into Fair Park, it was pretty smooth sailing. They check your phone. They send you a CV code, and you have to show them your code on your phone. And then once you do that, then you just go on and get in, stay in line. And that probably took another 15 minutes. When it was all said and done, I think it was about a 45-minute from beginning to end, everything. And that's even waiting 15 minutes after you get your shot. It's really painless. Now, everybody has different reactions to it. And I had heard that about the only thing that would happen on the first shot was your arm was going to be a little sore. And then I heard people say that the second shot was what made you really kind of feel sick and, kind of knock you on your butt, So the guy asked me as I was waiting, he said, how you feeling? And I said, I feel fine. So, and I did, but then a little bit later, a couple of hours later, I did start feeling kind of lethargic and sleepy and, just kind of run down, just didn't feel real well. I didn't have a fever or anything like that. So when I got home, I just laid down for a minute. The next thing I knew, it was the next day. So that one knocked me on my butt. But then when I took my second one last week, I haven't had any issues with it at all. I didn't have any ill, sick feeling or anything. Anyway, I said, just you get it, just get it. But you still need to wear your mask. Now, I don't have my mask with me. I'm in the studio by myself today, so I don't have my mask with me. But I do suggest that you do that. Once the vaccines became available and they were started out being available for first responders and then for anybody over the age of 65 and then people who had some pre-existing health issues where they really needed to have that test. So, you just want to make sure that you wear your mask when you're out and not around people that you know, and then when you are when you're not and you're at home, I mean, it's cool. You don't have to have one. And in even going places like to restaurants and things like that, restaurants, you know, church even. Some churches are open and are receiving people to come in, and a lot of them, a lot of the bigger churches are also doing COVID testing there, and so they're taking these tests while you know, in order to hold service, and I think that's really important. But as I was saying about since the vaccines have gone on, testing has kind of slowed down. People, because they're kind of pushing one, you know, against the other. I still think we still need testing, and I think if you haven't had your test, and then I've also heard people say that even after their vaccine, they still, if they're going to be out in the public, they still continue to have a test every so often, you know, just to make sure that they don't come down with it. Because nobody has said to me that even once you get the vaccine that you can't get it, you know. They're supposed to inoculate you from getting it, but who knows? There's so many things about this, especially with the different variants, that we don't know. Well, so that's my soapbox about that, but I do encourage each and every one of you to get registered for the vaccine. Have that done, you know, protect yourself. Wear your mask when you're out, because the mask not only protects you from them, it protects them from you as well. So that's a great and cool thing to know. There's some other things. Let me see here. So we have, we not only have that on tonight, special night, Seven Last Words of Christ, the musical. Friday, April the 2nd, 12 noon virtual performance. And this is free, and it is the South Dallas Concert Choir, and they present the last seven words of Christ. It is taking from the seven short phrases uttered by Jesus on the cross. The choir will perform works by recognized masters of the Negro spirituals with short sermonettes performed by seven local ministers. Oh, that sounds so wonderful. So to view it, go to https://southdallasconcertchoir.org. So that's southdallasconcertchoir.org. So that sounds extremely wonderful. So you want to check that out. You definitely want to check that out. So so I'm trying to put some things in the tab. I'm trying to put some things here so that we can move on here. Right. All right, so we're just going to go ahead and do that. Let's put that in the chat so for everybody to see. Now, like I said, we are going to have Miss Vivian. Miss V.R. Small. She is going to be here in just a little bit. I'm trying to find, we'll just keep moving while I wait for her. I'm just trying to figure out. Nope, that's not it. That's not it. Okay. Okay. All right. So I'm back. So now what else? Let me tell you what else is going on. All right. So now on Monday, if you want to know anything about politics, on Monday night, politics. It is District 8, the city council candidates. It's hosted by the Dallas Examiner, and it's at 6 p.m., and it's going to be a virtual forum, and it's sponsored. It's sponsored by Dallas Examiner, and the candidates will present their platforms and debate the issues. Now, early voting for this May 1st election begins on April the 19th, and election is Saturday, May 1st, and if you want any more information on that, you can contact mbelt@dallasexaminer.com. Then you will receive your Zoom link so that you could attend that, and that is on Monday at 6 p.m. Contact mbelt@dallasexaminer.com. Now, we're having National Walking Day 2021. That's going to be Wednesday, April the 7th. From 9 a.m. to 12 noon outside of the Juanita Craft Center. And, you know, that's right there in sunny South Dallas at 4500 Spring. And it's free to anyone interested in walking and getting a little exercise. It's very well, much welcome. They will also have games, giveaways, music, line dancing, fresh fruit, and more. Mask and social distancing is required, and that's going to be, the sponsor is Baylor Scott and White Health. And you can contact ricardo.castabella1@bswhealth.org, or you can call 214-865-3074. And you can also register as well. All righty. So there is that. Oh, my goodness. My guest is here. I see her beautiful face. Ms. V.R. Small with the Veteran Women's Enterprise Center. So we are going to welcome V.R. on. Hello.
Hey, Good Friday. It's so good to be with you.
It is Good Friday, and it is so good to have you. Thank you so much for joining us today. Oh, my God. I am so glad this is working. You just don't know. I just want to do a little shout out.
We were just talking. We can't see each other.
I know.
Difficult. But, hey, that's what technology does. You
know? Yes, that's exactly what technology does.
It's everything we want it to do.
Right. And so, you know, we pivot and we figure a way to get to working. So thank
you
again. And welcome. All right, Ms. VR, will you just go ahead and tell us again about the Veteran Women's Enterprise Center? It is your baby. You have nurtured it. And so tell us all about it and what kind of work you guys are doing.
You know, I never get tired of telling this story. The Veteran Women's Enterprise Center, it is my baby. I'm the founder. And it is a national initiative that we launched in Southern Dallas, Oak Cliff, about a block and a half from the main VA. And our VA is the fourth largest in the nation, so we're close to where we need to be. And the center's mission is to help entrepreneurial women associated with the military scale for success. And we do that through our mission. And so we start with a strategic alliance. And I have to give a shout out to our partners at the Homeless Veteran Services of Dallas. They manage the Veteran Resource Center. It's the complex that's owned by the VA, but they broke the deal to get us in there. And in that space, we have 2,700 square feet that we squeezed a lot of things into. We have 16 co-working units. We have a conference center that seats 50 auditorium style, cafe lounge, and we had our walls stripped so that we could put up the art of the women veterans. So we're excited to get out of COVID and get into the center, hopefully end of April, beginning of May.
Oh, that is wonderful. That's great news. Man, that's great. So so tell us about some of the services that you guys offer.
Absolutely. So our services are aligned with our mission. And one of the things that we do is we leverage public and private opportunities. And last year, we got to fast track our entrepreneur expansion initiative. And we did it through what we call the Next Level Business Transformation Program. And we named it that. Sounds a little weird, but we named it that because that's exactly what we were trying to do. Last year, we wanted to help our businesses not only survive COVID-19, but transform their businesses to the next level so that they could thrive. And we achieved that. So that program is now 50 hours of critical technical assistance, and our spring series will get a $5,000 grant. And so we will be doing that this year by referrals, invitations for interviews and applications only. And our candidates will be selected and announced April 21st at our Women Warriors Winning the Business Battle. So we invite everybody to join us. It's free, it's virtual, and we'll be featuring social entrepreneurship with leading ladies in the sector. And so you're not going to want to miss that because so many people want to make an impact in our society. And they want to understand the field of social entrepreneurship. It's really exciting, and it's a place to be. You can do good and make money.
So what are some of the requirements?
So for this particular program, we want you to be in business because we're really focusing on recovery. So we want you to be able to recover. We don't want to see any more of our businesses close their doors. And that's why we want to make sure we're able to offer them that $5,000 grant. So if there's anything they need to pick up or if they need to use it for new equipment or for, you know, products and things, they can work that money into their business. The next program we have is our Next Level Business Transformation Fast Tracks to Contract. The requirements for that is that you have to be doing revenues at least 100K.
Mm.
Our consultant would prefer a quarter of a mil, but we got it down to 100K because you need to be able to do business with the federal government. It is a 14-day real-world simulation where we teach you how to source your contract. Then you begin writing the contract. She takes you through all of the federal requirements, gives you the templates, reviews it, and now at the end, they submit.
Okay.
So they've submitted maybe their first, maybe their second federal contract. And so now we've taught them how to fish. And so we continue to work with them every month in mentoring programs to find out what are they sourced, what are they looking at, are there team needs or subcontracting opportunities. And this year, we're also going to launch our Financial First, Building Business Credit with SMU. And that is going to be a full-day boot camp, and it is the mandatory course in order for you to access our business growth and access the capital loan fund with People Fund. So we got a lot going on this year.
You do. You have a lot going on. So tell me about some of the veteran women, their businesses. What types of businesses are there?
Oh, I got a shout out to my lady. So let's talk about Kelly Mumphrey. Kelly has Milk Space, and Milk Space offers these sanitary kits for women who are breastfeeding. So no matter where you are, you can get one of these kits. And if you happen to be in an environment that might not be as sanitary as you would like it to be, you can use her kit. It comes in a little carry bag. That carry bag you can take solo, or you can put it into your pamper or your nursery bag. You tell I don't have kids. I don't know all the terminology. But it is a great tool that she's put together, and she has your Mac It for Her. And so this program allows her to connect with nonprofits that serve women that might be breastfeeding, and you or I can go in and buy four kits that can be donated to that nonprofit. So she's already worked into her business a way to give back.
Okay.
And then we have Sharon. Sharon is a military spouse, and she has a consulting program, and her academy takes ex-prisoners and homeless veterans and teaches them some of the entry-level jobs for construction. So she was able, through our program, to launch her first class virtually. She graduated her students. I believe at least three are now working, and she's working on her next class. So our ladies are out there not only making money for themselves, but doing good in our community.
Oh, my goodness. This sounds wonderful, and it does sound like a really big help for those that are suffering. And are there any businesses that are helping some of – there are so many veteran families that don't have – a place to live that, you know, are homeless. So how are your women helping those homeless families?
Now, we Now, I don't have any women in my group that I know of that's doing homeless housing.
Oh, okay.
But we do know that there are a number of people out there doing homeless housing. And it's something that a lot of people are getting into coming out of COVID. So we do anticipate to see some women looking at buying homes and offering services to help those people get back on their feet that really fell off during this whole COVID epidemic. And so I can anticipate that and see that happening.
Okay.
And I can also see people that are doing it,
okay,
trying to get to the table to say, hey, how do we keep these people from becoming homeless? They can't pay their rent. I don't think we've had that full conversation yet. And so we're going to see how all of this plays out when the money comes down from Washington. But we know a lot of people got behind in their rent. And now what happens?
So so you were instrumental in and the Veterans Day.
Yes.
So tell us about Women's Veterans Day. Tell us about how that came about.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? Facebook just put up today a post about our work on that. And so Representative Nieves sponsored that bill for Women's Veterans Day on June 12th. The importance of June 12th is the Women's Armed Services Integration Act was signed on June 12th in 1948 by President Truman. And that act really kind of cracked the door for women in the military. I don't know if you knew, but before, women could only volunteer, and they could only volunteer during wartime. So we couldn't be a part of the military. And this particular act kind of cracked that door. Now, it took many years, as you know, to really get things going. We had a quota, so that's one of the reasons why you see fewer women than men in the military. We were also limited to the jobs that we could perform. And, you know, in 2016, 2018, they did away with all of that. So women are now beginning to be the first in these different programs, showing our brothers in arms and our nation exactly what we bring to the table. And that is the strength of the American woman and how we are committed to defending our nation and being a part of our armed forces. So six other women went to Austin. I think two came from Houston, two came from Killeen. Myself and Tracy Little came out of the DFW area. And we let them know how important it was to have a Women's Veterans Day. And it's not about separating us from our brothers in arms. It's about the reality that we have a different historical story. And so this day is a day to educate, validate, and commemorate women who have and are serving, because our story is different and it needs to be told. And it's not always highlighted or galvanized on Veterans Day, which is an amazing day and we love it and we all celebrate it. But oftentimes, I'm going to tell you the truth. You know, we walk into a place and they say, oh, the veteran needs to be with you. And we just start tapping our feet because I am the veteran.
Right.
The veteran is here. And we've had plenty of women who just literally get bombarded when they park their vehicles in veteran parking and step out as a woman. They don't even look at their veteran plate to see this is a veteran and start telling them they can't park there. So we still have a lot of challenges about how America sees our military and recognizing that women have served just as our brothers in arms did. And we need to be validated for that.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to be recognized for that. Not that we went to serve and be recognized, but because we did. We've already done it. So not just say thank you, but make sure that policies and procedures are put in place that allow women to really be recognized for their contributions to our country. And it's so important. So this Women Veterans Day, we'll be doing our Women's Veterans The Pitch. We started it last year, believe it or not, under COVID, and we did an online virtual pitch of women, whether they're starting a business or they have a multi-million-dollar business, because we wanted to put on play the amazing innovation of veteran women. And we will be doing that again this year, June 12th. Right now, the first prize is standing at $3,000, but as more sponsors come in, we're putting that money into the women, because it's really not about the money. It's about the exposure and letting the people in the great state of Texas see how innovative and the contribution that our women veteran entrepreneurs are making.
You know what? That is so interesting that you say you and last time we talked, and you talked about the veteran women sometimes don't even, you know, recognized or treated or are treated as veterans. You know, they're just not even kind of recognized. So when it comes down to all of the things that are available for them, they don't think that they should get in that line, that they need to stand in another line. But you say that they should.
It's even bigger than that, because one of the biggest problems we have is that female veterans don't self-identify, and they don't always self-identify with the terminology veteran. If they didn't deploy or they didn't do a full term, got a medical discharge or something else, they feel like, okay, I'm not a veteran. But the truth is, every individual that served in our armed forces, whether they deployed or not, is a veteran. Look, I served between 1980 and 1986. And when I signed up at 17, I didn't know what was going to happen in the world around me. I signed up for whatever the military needed me to do. I was fortunate. It was peacetime. But that is what every single person that signs up for the military does. They are saying, whatever you need me to do, whether I have to fight or not, I'm signing on the dotted line. I'm here. I'm committed. And I'm going to get it done. And so that's why we changed our terminology to say entrepreneurial women associated with the military, because we want people, women to ask the question, does that include me? And mm-hmm. in most instances, it does. So we don't want to alienate you, and everybody should be asking the right question. It's not, well, women, mm-hmm. are you a veteran? It's, have you served in the military?
Mm-hmm. So now,
and in many instances, you probably know people that served in the military and don't know they served in the military.
You know, right.
You ask that question.
That's right. That's right. Unless they end up retiring in there, they believe that little stint was, for whatever reason, I needed to be able to go to school, or I needed to put food on my table, you know.
Exactly. And so, we don't sell it from the rooftop like men. Like, you don't see a lot of tattoos all the time.
Right.
You don't see it in, you know, combat boots, you know, we're not wearing a ripped off t-shirt. This is Army. You know, a lot of us have our hats. I have my hat. I have my gear. But a lot of women veterans don't.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't know that we are veterans. And I think that's something we want to also inspire, that sense of pride. You know, wearing your hat, having those brands, t-shirts. I'm Navy. Navy, in my mind, is the best. I know the Air Force wants to say something else. My sister and my stepfather, Army, we appreciate them. But, hey, Navy. And, of course, we can't forget our Marines and the Coast Guard. So, you know, we don't always wear all the gear. But I think a lot of that is starting to happen. And you see more women making t-shirts, making gear. Von Grisby, she has Grisby gear, and she makes gear for veteran women that says veteran women, that has all kinds of things on it. And she also has her own training firm for, and she works in like the oil and mining industry. And so she trains these people on security procedures or safety procedures. And so we don't think of veteran women doing these kind of things. And I want to shout out to Angela. Angela has a home daycare.
Okay.
When we met her last year, she was getting ready to close the doors. She was going down south to stay with her daughter because they had just gotten that bad. But we were able to help her pivot. She's not only opened her facility, but now she's opened a consulting component where she's helping other women get certified to open home-based daycare centers. So as we come out of COVID, there's going to be resources for people that need to get their children into daycare, and hopefully these home-based facilities will be more affordable.
Yes, yes. That is so important. That is because,
mm-hmm.
you know, you got COVID, and then you have no job, then you have business going, and you got all of this, and you're trying to deal with and shuffle. And so as a collective, it's really important that people know where they can get their help and their assistance from. Now, we talked about the gala that you guys put on, and that when you came here, that wasn't going on, and then you reached out. So tell us about that. I can't remember the name of it.
The roll call.
The roll call.
Yes,
exactly.
I got involved in this.
Yes, yes.
You remember all that stuff, lady?
I did.
That's the beginning story. When I returned to Dallas from New York, I just believe Texas is just really very veteran friendly. And the moment I said the word veteran, it was like people encircled me. And he just really felt that there were all of these resources to get you connected and support you. So you didn't feel alone in that process. And I was searching online and I found this program happening in Lubbock, and it was called Roll Call. Mm-hmm. And I said, wow, this is so interesting. They were having an evening and a whole weekend of workshops and family events. And I thought, and it said that it rotated. So I was like, man, is it coming to Dallas? And so I kept calling the organizers and emailing the organizers, and they kept trying to convince me to come to Lubbock. And I'm like, they're not hearing me. Is this coming to Dallas? I'm like, oh, they love it. And so they finally said, hey, we were trying to put this on in Dallas, but we didn't seem to get any interest. And I knew a lot of women programs and programs that supported women better. And I was like, you know, maybe you just didn't reach out to the right people. Let's try this again. And I remember them asking me, did I want to do it? And I was still a newbie. So I was like, no, I don't think I need to take that on. But I think we can get enough women together to make it happen. And ma'am, 12 to 15 organizations was on that conference call.
Oh, wow.
And the next thing I knew, we were planning our roll call, and it was a two-day event. We had our even affair, and I'm telling you, these women do. I wish I could show you the pictures if you ever thought about it. They were gorgeous for their after five. And then we had the next day, I was involved in the entrepreneur program. And that's really how the center kind of started.
Okay.
After we did that entrepreneur program, and I did it with my partners at SCORE, because a lot of the veteran programs that were listed, either they weren't functioning in Dallas or they didn't have a representative in Dallas. So we had to fall back, and I fell back on SCORE. But the ladies were reaching out to me afterwards saying, what's next? And I really didn't understand, you know, the call. What do you mean, what's next? You know, you could go to SCORE. SCORE has training. You can continue this. But what they were saying was, when are we coming together again? When are we, as veteran women, entrepreneurs, when are we getting together again? And my background is in organizational development and strategy. So my thinking is like, I'm not just going to jump out here and assume because someone called me, there's a need, maybe they just don't know. So I did my research. And what we found out was in the 2012 report from the census, and they have a new one out. It's gigantic. I can't even download it to my computer, but I can't wait to delve into it. But the last one that they had out, women veterans grew over 5 years. From 4% of all veteran-owned businesses to over 15%.
Mm-hmm.
And that was nearly 400,000 new businesses. Now, what was really amazing, and it kind of fits with what's going on in the entrepreneurial community, 97% were non-employers, but they reported over $7 billion in receipts.
Mm-hmm.
However, their annual revenue is less than $25,000. That's not the business. But now the other little 3%, they are employees, and they employed over 100,000 people. They showed a 56% increase in their payroll, so women veterans pay well, and they reported over $10 billion. But another census report said that if they reported receipts appropriate to their size instead of $10 billion, they should have reported over $29 billion. So it demonstrated that women veterans, no matter whether they were employers or not, somehow wasn't getting the support they needed to really grow, to really be competitive. And it just demonstrated that there was a need. And we started looking at how can we meet the need. And that was the development of the Veteran Women's Enterprise.
So, and now how have you met those needs for these women, for these entrepreneurs?
We're here in Dallas, but we're actually national.
Okay.
So I have people that I'm mentored with out of California, Alabama, Indiana, Utah, Maryland. So we can provide mentoring, and really COVID-19 did it.
Okay.
You know, we were kind of focused on the DFW area because that's where our center was.
Mm-hmm.
But COVID-19 made us go virtual. And in making us go virtual, it allowed us to start to connect with and impact other women entrepreneurs. So the next part of our mission is that we advocate for relevant research, services, and funding. We finished our research report with the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, which really just looked at Dallas County. What's happening with women veteran entrepreneurs in Dallas County? And that report is on our website. Now we're doing a national focus group for women veterans across the nation. And that's being done in collaboration with Southern Methodist University Hunt Institute under their Global Development Lab. And what we do with this data is instead of us assuming, and instead of us having this conversation about what we think is happening, We have the actual words, the actual grooming for women betterment about where they're having problems, where they're facing barriers, what are their challenges, and what do they need policymakers as well as business support providers to do to help them grow and expand their businesses. So we're in the process of doing that now. If they go onto our website, you will see a whole list of sessions. They can book a session, and we're doing focus groups all the way to the end of April. This is our last series, but it's still open. We've got a really good turnout for Texas. We're not turning anybody away, but we really want women across our nation to jump on board. So we're partnering with Women Veterans Rock and other groups across the nation to get veteran women connected.
So give us your website. Tell us what your website is. I'm going to try to talk and put it in the chat.
Oh, awesome. So it is an abbreviation of our name. It's veteranwomensec.org. Okay. That's veteranwomensec.org. Also, all of our social media, veteranwomensec. So at veteranwomensec, you will find our Facebook page, our Twitter page, LinkedIn, and Instagram is our full name. I don't know why I did it that way, but it's veteranwomensec enterprise too.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna try to type that in, put that in here as we talk. So, so what is the next thing that's happening for you? That's going on. You want to talk about
big secret?
Just a little bit.
So the center is a much bigger concept than what we have here in Dallas. It is just our model facility, and right now our pro bono architects are doing the blueprints for the full center design. And I wish I could show you, but it is going to be spectacular. And we hope to reveal that at the end of April. The full center design takes women veterans straight out of the military. We support their business all the way to maturity. And when you see the design, you'll see how we do that progressively, and it's long term. So they're not in for 6 months. We're not trying to fast track them. We're not trying to rush them out. We're there to help them. And I can't tell you anymore.
Okay.
It's not a secret, but know that it's coming. And hopefully we can get connected and I can do a screen share and you guys can see the new design and see what we really have, planned for women veteran entrepreneurs. It's simply off the chart. It's beyond what most people can imagine. When people say it, see it, they're like, wow. That's it. They're just like, wow. I didn't know that's what you were trying to do, but that's amazing.
But and that's good because now they have something to fall back on because, you know, people don't always want a hand out. They just need a hand up.
There you go. And that's what the program does. It supports them in a way that they're able to do what they need to do without struggling through. And it's so hard when you're trying to build a business, when you got to pay your rent, you got to do all these other things, you got to take care of your family, you got to take care of yourself, and you still got to run your business. Mm-hmm. It's not like someone that has a job. And I have to tell people all the time that when I was in New York, they used to say, well, we are, you're so aggressive. And I was like, you know why? Because I got to eat at the end of the month. I need to close a deal. I don't have to sit around. Don't call me at the end of the month because we need to get revenues in because I got to make payroll. I got to pay rent. You know, I got to pay my mortgage, car note, insurance. So we got to make money. And that's what the outside world needs to understand. Businesses are making money. This is how these people live. This is not, you know, a game. It's not a side hustle. It's not a hobby. This is how they make their money and feed their family and live. And I always tell people this. We're not just building businesses. We're transforming lives. Because every single woman that we help make self-sufficient, that woman is not a standalone. She's usually a single parent or part of a larger family structure. So we're strengthening our family. And when we strengthen our families, you know, we strengthen our community.
That's right.
And statistics tell us women give when they have extra money. We're givers. And where do women give? Where they're connected. Where are they connected? Their community. So your churches, your educational systems, your youth programs, all of them are going to benefit when these women veterans are succeeding. And last but not least, we all know small businesses are the foundation of our nation's economy. So when they're winning, we're literally fueling our nation's economy. It is a win-win. I can't imagine why anybody wouldn't want to support this process, because everybody benefits. Everybody.
Well, I want to, one, thank you so much for coming back on and for, you know, sharing everything that you have to say about this for us. But I also want to say that on, I think it, one day this week, you were elected as our Superb Woman of the Year. And it was in our newsletter, and I'm going to shoot that over to Miss Vivian so that you can see that we celebrate you and all the work that you do here at iMessenger Media. And you are just an awesome lady, and I mean, I am shouting your name to the rooftops because you deserve to be celebrated as well for what you do.
I'm humbled. And I'm thankful that the community supports us. We can't do this without community support, without our partners and our sponsors. We're so thankful to them. And we want to shout out to JP Morgan Chase, one of our big sponsors for this year, as well as Community Foundations is coming on. And Dallas ISD is our first Shooting Star sponsor. So we give them a big thumbs up.
Oh, and also you can tell our listening audience, how can they become sponsors?
Absolutely. If you're interested in sponsoring the Veteran Women Enterprise Center, please email us at info@veteranwomensec.org for a sponsorship package. If you just want to make a donation, as soon as you open up our website, at the very top, there is a link so that you can get connected and make a personal or an organizational donation. We'd love to have you support our women, and we believe we are a super good investment.
Yes, I am on board.
Yeah,
yes, I'm with you. Because this is the year of the woman. The woman has, I mean, and like they say, all you have to do is look at the Vice President of these United States.
Hello.
I
am so excited for her. I'm so excited for women. And if you go on LinkedIn, you see so many women being appointed to positions in government,
mm-hmm.
and you see women of color getting in there and having their voice and their expertise be respected
mm-hmm.
and brought to the table. And so I applaud them. I'm so excited for them. And I am just anticipating big, big things for all of us. I always tell my ladies, when opportunity knocks, you can't be trying to get dressed. You got to be ready.
That's right.
And be ready to go.
And grab your purse and hit the door.
That's right. Have everything at the door. When opportunity knocks, say, I'm here. Let's get this show on the road.
What is that you say about connecting?
Oh, our slogan is
yes.
Connecting you is what we do. And we tell our women,
right.
Get connected. So we want to get everybody in our community and, of course, our entrepreneur women associated with the military connected. We know we can't do everything. That's why we have partners. So if we can't meet your needs, we're going to help you identify who can.
Oh, man, that's so awesome. Thank you, VR. Thank you so much. I have enjoyed
it. Thank you. I can't wait till we can get together after COVID, girl.
Yeah, we're going to do that after COVID. When it's over. Because it'll be over soon. And praise be to God that, you know, we have gotten this far. And it has opened some doors and opened our eyes to some things that we needed to see. So,
you know what, I heard you talking about getting your vaccine.
Yeah.
And I just want to let every veteran know, if you received the email from the VA, you can now get your appointment to get vaccinated. So if you haven't, if you were waiting, if you missed the email and you're not registered, no. You can now get an appointment with the VA to get vaccinated. And we encourage everybody, get vaccinated for yourself and for your family and our community.
Yes. And that's another story, because we could go back, because I would have that conversation about why we are not doing that, but we're going to talk about that another day. Behind us. Thank you again, VR. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful Easter weekend. Enjoy the rest of the Good Friday.
Be blessed.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. That was awesome. I got a little excited, yes, I do, but that's the what I do. I mean, I'm excited to hear what women are doing, and I'm excited to hear that we are coming. We come from so many different walks of life, of like backgrounds. I mean, you know, we just come from everywhere, and we're veterans, we're mothers, we're sisters, we're cousins, we, you know, we're in media, we are in radio, we're in TV, we're school teachers, we're doctors, we're lawyers, we're everywhere. And what a blessing it is. What a blessing it is. VR Small, she is the CEO and the founder of Veteran Women's Enterprise Center right here in Dallas. But they help women entrepreneurs, veteran women entrepreneurs from all over the country. It's here in Dallas, but it serves all over the country. And if you want to know more about it, all you have to do is go to veteranwomensec.org. And I put it in the chat. That's veteranwomensec.org. And if you want to be a sponsor, you can email them at info@veteranwomensec.org, and you can donate, you can become a sponsor, you can just do what you can, because what women are asking for, what people are asking for, is not a handout, but a hand up. And we are givers at heart to our soul and our being. That's what we do, is we give, and because we, you know, we just bring so much to the table. We really do. So now my next guest is going to be on here in a little bit, and Mr. Gerald Prelo. And Gerald Prelo is the owner of Jewel Probiotics Kombucha. And I didn't know what that was at first. And so, but now I know just a little bit more. It is Jewel Probiotic Kombucha is the best organic kombucha in North Texas. I saw him at a pop-up shop not too long ago, and I got to meet him, and he makes teas, and then he brings this water from Arkansas to make the tea with. And so we're going to talk all about that. We're going to talk about the water. We're going to, you know, because it's, and he, you know, he has a lot to say, and he is going to bring us a lot of information about kombucha and how important it is. And you know what, we need to be busy getting healthy. We really do. Some of us put on a little bit, some of us dropped a little bit during COVID this last year. So we have to really pay a lot more close attention to our own health, our personal health, and invest in ourselves. We have to invest in our health, just like we invest in the clothes we put on our back. And if they're too small, then we're running out and investing in something bigger. But what about investing in your health? Like your what about investing in a nutritionist? A trainer, you know, just buying healthy foods, going to Whole Foods versus going to Walmart, you know, for instance, or going to the regular grocery store, you know. So that's what we should do. That's definitely what we should do. So I look forward to talking to him. He'll be on in a minute. Now, is there anything else that we wanted to talk about or wanted to share with you? Dallas College Virtual Males Career Fair. And that is going to be Friday, the April the 7th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. It's high school and college males, especially minority males, are encouraged to take part in this networking and career fair. And it's MALES, which stands for Men's Achievement, Leadership, Empowerment, and Service. And their theme is Men at Work, Building Tomorrow's Leaders Today. Employers are needed to round out the panels. So you could schedule an appointment with Maya Fernandez. So that's Outlook Office 365. But if you check our website, if you check the www.texasmetronews website, you will see that on there for some bookings. But that is going to be held on Friday the 7th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. And if you're interested in courses and careers in healthcare, if you are interested in a career as a community health worker or a phlebotomist, classes begin soon in a virtual format, and it is free. The classes are 10 and 12 weeks in duration, and it's sponsored by Empowering the Masses at 2922 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Dallas. You can call for more information by calling 972-460-6316. That's 972-460-6316. All right. Now, Mr. Prelo is here. We are going to invite him on, and he's going to tell us all about kombucha. Well, hello there, Mr. Prelo. How are you?
Good morning, Mom. Good morning. How are you doing?
I am awesome. How about yourself?
We are fine. We are fine. You're looking beautiful.
Well, thank you so much. Good to see you. So you can just jump right in and tell everybody what you told me about kombucha. We want to talk about the water and the differences. So let's just get started.
Okay. Well, first of all, Ms. Nee, thank you for inviting me to your show. Our energies clicked, and I'm glad that the arrangement was with the universe when we met last Saturday, or the Saturday before last, I believe, we met. And you expressed such interest in what I was about, which was getting people healthy. And you asked a lot of questions. I love that, you know? If I can start, I'm at 324 Beltline Road in DeSoto, Texas. That's where my place of business is physically located at.
Okay, repeat Jewish that again. Kombucha. Repeat that address again. 324.
Mm-hmm, yes, ma'am. 324.
Okay.
Beltline Road.
Okay.
Which is in DeSoto, Texas.
Okay.
At the Grow DeSoto, I think it's an incubator.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure exactly what the
label is. Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So I've been here since, I opened shop here in June. Right in the middle of the coronavirus.
Wow.
Even then, I thrived because it was time for people really now to start what I've been talking about for over 9-10 years. Now it was fine. So I moved in here. Can I move my? I'm gonna move around. Is
okay.
It okay?
Yeah.
Move by this?
Yeah.
Okay. So I moved in here in June. Everything that I do is about health, from the kombucha, which is a probiotic, to my water. I go to Hot Springs, Arkansas to get the water, to all the information that I put up on my wall. I'm going to spin around just like this.
Okay.
So you can see my map. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, come closer. Now, I started doing research years ago on obesity.
Mm-hmm.
High blood pressure, diabetes. That's what all these numbers on these maps represent. And I went state by state breaking it down. When the coronavirus came out, I was already ahead of that curve as far as trying to get the information, especially into our communities, know, I didn't know anything about corona, but I knew that obesity and high blood pressure and cholesterol and the overusage of medicines in our community was a problem. So I created this. I'm going to just show you.
Okay.
This is kombucha. Hold on. Go this way with
me. Okay.
Kombucha is such as a probiotic. It is the opposite end of an antibiotic. An antibiotic takes all the bacteria out of your body, both the good and the bad, but you need a probiotic to go back into the body to start building healthy bacteria. Probiotic. So I created, this comes from an actual bacteria that I create, right? And I make it into a nice drink so it's acceptable to the human palate. It's called kombucha, K-O-M-B-U-C-H-A, kombucha,
mm-hmm.
All right? And I only use spring water. Give me a minute here. So my spring water, sorry for moving around so much.
That's okay.
See, but this is my spring water. There's my label. Let me see which way I go. There's my label. It's called Seven Waters. I go to Hot Springs, Arkansas, personally, to load the water up. I bring it back, run it through a filter just to get out any debris that's inside of the, that may be in the water.
Mm-hmm.
But the good state of Arkansas already tested it when I go into Hot Springs, Arkansas. And so I'm licensed and permitted. This is the best drinking water within proximity of Dallas, Texas. Why? Because it comes out at 143 degrees, already superheated. All the nutrients are in place. The water that you guys have here in Dallas, Texas, and I try to show everybody the information. I'm information driven. This is the water. This is from your water treatment plant. If you have a water bill at home, all you have to do is open it up. And these all right here are chemicals that are within inside the water that comes from your hydrants. So by definition, it looks like water, but it's not real water.
Mm.
There's nothing living in that water because chemicals have been added, and that kills the natural nutrients and the ions that the human body needs. So those chemicals carry disease and or, in some cases, cancer. Mm-hmm. This group right here, these are your disinfectant products that are inside of the water, right?
Mm-hmm.
So disinfectants, and all you have to do is Google them. I keep all this information at my location so people can come in, do the research for themselves, and so they'll know themselves. I'm very hands-on, and I always tell people, do your research. Understand what's going into your body, whether it be food, air. These are things that we have to have. Water. What is going into your body? Why is there a proliferation of cancer in our communities? High blood pressure. And the only answer to that from the medical community is let's give this community more pills,
so,
more medicines.
So yes. I have a question about water. Now,
yes.
So we've heard about the difference in alkaline and acidity water. So everybody now is a big push on 9.5. Alkaline water. So
yes,
when I talked to you, you said, well, I drink a 7. And so I want to know what the difference is.
Okay. Marketing. Within the last 5 years, that's when you start hearing more of the term alkaline.
Mm-hmm.
Alkaline. Alkaline this, alkaline that. Well, alkaline has always been there, right? Water that is spring water or natural water already has its alkaline level in place. When you start to come into a city setting and you go to grocery stores or drug stores, whatever they sell water at, what they do is take a purified water, which is dead water. When I say purified water,
mm-hmm.
This is the water that comes from water purification plants, and they'll add something to it, alkaline, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're drinking a dead water that has alkaline on it, and you're being sold on a number, 9.5 or 10.5.
Wow.
Now, this is how the body works. The body works only in a range of 7.34 to 7.45. All right? That's our natural body alkaline level. All right? We're neutral, what you call neutral.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the heart, the kidney, the pancreas, All those need to be in a natural area of existence. Homeostasis is the word that you're looking for. Homeostasis.
Mm-hmm.
Every living, breathing thing has a, that has a color to it has a natural, whether it be a fish, whether it be a bird, whether it be some grass, blackberries, the blueberries. It has its own area that it has to be comfortable as far as an alkaline state. Remember, Miss D, they say the blacker the berry, mm-hmm. the sweeter the juice.
Yes.
Well, they was going somewhere with that. You didn't understand what they were saying when they were saying that, right?
Uh-huh.
The way they was going with that was, if you just simply add, for instance, a lime into spring water, now that water becomes alkaline because a lime, the green one, not the yellow, but if you don't have a green one, use the yellow. The lime does a flip inside of the body and becomes more alkaline. Outside of the body, it's bitter. Inside of the body, it becomes alkaline. Now, you can also add blackberries, the blueberries, dark fruit. You put it inside the water, let it sit at room temperature, and it infused itself into the water. Now you have alkaline water. How much money did that cost you?
What they're charging in the store, that's for sure.
Absolutely. So they work on propaganda and a lack of knowledge. That's why knowledge is so important for us to have.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you're drinking, and the common denominator to most of these diseases is water. One way or another, water comes into play.
Okay.
Even in my opinion with the COVID virus,
mm-hmm.
water, but in that water.
Okay.
And so when we go to the doctor, what the doctor does is tell you, give me a sample. Give me a sample of your urine and of your blood.
Mm-hmm.
From those two things right there, they can about tell where you are.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I think it even easier for you. Just open up your refrigerator.
Uh-huh.
If I can see the inside of your refrigerator, I can tell about where you are, right?
Okay.
When it comes to high blood pressure or diabetes, your refrigerator is your medicine cabinet. It can work for you or against you.
Okay, well, so talk to us about some of your other products. I was very, and I love my teas, mind you. I love my teas, so let's talk about those.
All right. So the teas I bring from South Africa, I'll kind of point them down here and let you see the length of the table. I'm sorry.
Okay.
That's the length of the table. Everything on this end right here is a rooibos tea. A rooibos tea is only grown in South Africa. Right? It is non-caffeine. America lives on a diet of caffeine.
Mm.
Right? With caffeine in everything you do. What caffeine does is excite the body. So when you don't have a caffeine, some coffee in the morning, my avid coffee drinkers, or a cigarette with nicotine, when you don't have that, what generally happens is you begin to go through a crash phase. You get very irritable.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You start to, you know, everything irritates you. That's because your body's become addicted to a caffeine. So what I'm trying to do is get you off of the caffeine. Now, the health benefits, let me just wing it around here, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
These are my health benefits. Improve heart health, strengthens the bones, controls and prevents high blood pressure, improves the digestion, fights cancer. All right? That's just to name a few things. This is the rooibos tea right there, right? But I also do other teas, an elderberry, a green tea as well. And what does elderberry, blackcurrant, when you mix them together, what happens? Anti-aging, anti-inflammatory, antimicrobial. Again, I keep all this information so a person can just go look it up for themselves. I also have a relationship with CBD and CBG. Many folks are ingesting the CBD because they think it's the new fad, right, with the CBD. All right, we can eat the gummies and things like that. But once you set that aside, you'll find that there are many medicinal benefits of the CBD and the CBG, which stands for cannabigerol. That's the mother of all the CBDs. All right, the mother is cannabigerol. So she helps with things like high blood pressure, shingles, Crohn's disease, glaucoma, fibromyalgia, alcoholism. So she helps with a whole lot of things. So what I do with this ghee, it's right here. Yeah, brother. What I do with CBG is I'll layer it inside of one of the teas. And my teas are fascinating. All right. As far as taste, not a texture to them, but taste and the smell. Once you smell them, taste them in your senses, allow your senses to have a say-so, then we'll find a tea that works. I have blended a whole lot of teas as far as vanillas and almonds to give it more flavor into the teas. Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
So I have a question about the caffeine. Okay, so you discussed it that, you know, if you're getting off of it, what is there something that's natural that replaces what caffeine actually stimulates and gives us? Like, people like it because it gives you a little energy and all that. And then I heard you talk about green tea as well. So what's the difference?
Right.
Is the green tea without caffeine, or is it caffeine?
It's a natural caffeine.
Okay.
See.
So what's the
natural
difference?
Caffeine.
Okay.
Right. Without the, like we have natural sugars. Honey is naturally sweet, yes?
Yes.
It's a natural sugar.
Right.
So instead of using a white sugar, we use a natural sugar. Agave is a natural. Maple syrup is natural.
Okay.
So we have to find a natural approach to it.
Okay.
If you want to get some caffeine, let me next right here. This is a real green tea right here, right?
Okay.
This is a long green tea. I think you may have smelled this long green
tea. Yes, I did. I loved it.
Right. It has some caffeine in it,
okay,
but not like the coffee caffeine.
Okay.
But when we say caffeine in a natural tea, it's not the level of caffeine that's in the coffee, all right? So this is for detoxification, hair, skin, nails. Mm-hmm. Helps cleanse the liver out as well. That's the green tea, all right? I try to use an example, things that people have in common. When you go get your oil changed on your car, a lot of people drive cars,
all
right? The guy who's changing the oil, the lady who's changing the oil, they'll always say, well, we know we need to change the filter on the oil filter, but what about the air filter? What about this filter? They ask about these filters, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the human body, we call the oil blood, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How do we clean our blood? Mm-hmm. How do we clean our natural filters, which is your pancreas, your kidney, your liver? How do we clean those out?
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't know how to clean them out, and that's what gets us in trouble.
Okay.
And then we impact it when we eat 3 or 4 times a day. Mm-hmm. The American diet says 3 or 4 times a day, which you do not have to eat.
Okay.
I eat 1 time a day.
Okay.
I eat 1 time a day. But now, my vegetables, this is one of my newest creations right here.
Okay.
Right? This right here. So this has faucets. This is blood cleaning right here.
Okay.
I've seen it on my Instagram.
Okay.
This is blood cleaning. Now, I've infused sea moss inside of it. Spirulina is inside of it. Ginger, cinnamon. So everything is listed. Soursop leaves, if you do soursop, S-O-U-R-S-O-P, soursop.
Okay.
Do your research on soursop, high blood pressure, diabetes, fights cancer. That's what research has shown.
Okay.
That's all it puts into this one drink right here.
Oh, wow.
It's a blood clean.
Okay.
Right?
How often do you take that or you drink that?
I drink it about twice a week.
Okay.
But I'm always making. I just started making, so I know I drink it just twice a week.
Okay.
But I drink it twice a week. And if you're in the city, we must take in consideration that this is not clean. This is not clean air.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of particles in the air that when we breathe in, we're taking those, right? We're taking all those that in too, right?
Mm-hmm. Right?
All right. So if we're not going to the country like we used to when we was younger, our parents take we out there all summer.
Yeah.
It's good air. Running around with no shoes on.
Yeah.
You remember, right?
Yep,
right?
I remember.
Yeah. Right? And so if we can mimic that. So if you're in the city and you can't get to the country, just get up about 1 o'clock. And I know it's 1 o'clock is early in the morning, but that's the cleanest time to get up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You have less traffic on the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
Your earth really is reviving. It's yourself mm-hmm. at that time. That's why when you wake up in the morning, you step on the grass, there's morning dew. That's the earth washing his face. All right? That's what, everything has a purpose with the earth
wow.
does for itself. So when it has that morning dew, that's the earth saying, I need to wash some things away as best as possible. These particles that are in the air that we can't see with our human body, all that is taking place between mm-hmm. 12 and 6 a.m. in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can get up a couple of nights of the week, just go outside and breathe some fresh air into your lungs.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't get to the country,
mm-hmm.
you got trees, ions, mm-hmm. oxygen, and all that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in the city, can't get out there, get outside in the morning, breathe fresh air. And then start looking at, what did that guy say about ginger? What did he say
yeah.
about sour stop? What did he say about chlorella or sprinkling? What is he talking about? Look it up or come see me.
Well, Gerald, I am so excited about your product and what you're doing and how you are helping people to get healthy. Thank you so much for being on our show today. And I am going to tell people to come see you. How are you open every day?
No, ma'am. What I'm doing right now
okay.
is I'll open up here for about 3 hours or 4 hours a day.
Okay.
My Instagram page
okay.
is Jewel Kombucha, JewelEss. KOMBUCHA.
Okay, so I put it in the chat. I put it in the chat
definitely.
For our guests to see. So I hope and wish you the best, man. I can't wait to. I'm gonna stop by there. I'm gonna call you and let you know when I'm coming, so I can pick up some of that in that jar.
All right.
Right.
We'll have everything labeled for you. I just brought it in fresh.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Prelow. I appreciate you so much. And I enjoyed having this conversation. And I learned some stuff. But I'm going to quit spending that money on that water. I'm going to come see you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, you have a great weekend. Enjoy your Good Friday and your Easter weekend.
Peace and blessings. Have a good one. Thank
you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, now, my next guest is Moses T. Alexander. And Mr. Alexander is a playwright, and he has a special play that he has done, musical that he has done, and it is called Pooled. And I'm going to let him tell you what it's about, but just the fact that when I was reading, the first thing is that have you wondered where God is in all of this? And if you want to know where he is, he's at the pool. So we're going to invite him on, and he can tell us all about his new musical. All righty. Well, hello there, Mr. Alexander Green. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today, Steve?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on today. And I really did. I thought when you said, well, if you want to know where God is, he's at the pool. So I love that. So tell us a little bit more about it and what brought you to this place.
Okay. So the play is called Pooled, a gospel musical drama, and it's based on my favorite story in the Bible, which comes from John 5, where you have all of these people, the sick, the lame, the deaf, with all manners of conditions. They're at the pool, and they're waiting for this one chance when an angel comes down and touches the water. So, Ms. Marver, if you knew the trauma of my life, and I knew the trauma and experiences of your life, and we both had that one chance, would you still want that chance over me, or perhaps would you say, go on, my brother, it's your time? And that's what it's about. It's about the intersections of humanity when we take the time to learn each other's stories. It is a wonderful, it's a wonderful story. It's universal, although it's told through Black families.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. That really is incredible. I like that because, you know, you think about when things are going bad in your life.
That's right.
When you feel like there's no which way for you to turn, you
That's
don't
right.
know how you're going to get out of this situation, you don't know what you're going to deal with, then you assist somebody else.
That's it. And you know, an old song, Be Grateful, Walter Hawkins, because there's someone else who's worse off than you.
Yes.
And many times, Miss Margaret, we're going through things, and we think that our story, and I'm not taking away from what our lived experiences are, but many times we feel that we have the worst experience, that we're going through the most trauma or the deepest trauma. But I promise you, when we all lay what life has been like, especially in the midst of COVID, especially in the midst of everything that's gone on in this country, maybe, perhaps, if there is one chance at wholeness, if there's one chance at healing, maybe if we understood it, maybe we say, well, I want Margaret J. Sneed to go in before me and I'll wait the next time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, so you have those kinds of questions.
Yeah. You do have those kinds of questions. You also think that you just need some comfort, you know? Maybe if you comfort somebody else, that will comfort you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. 100%. And I think, what you just said is a part of the lesson that the main character played, quite well by Davian Jackson, that's what he is confronted with. As he begins to comfort other characters, he finds that he himself is being comforted. As he watches other people get to the pool before him, he finds out, is the pool necessary or is it more about this interaction with the characters that I'm meeting? When I learn, and you know, many times what happened in our families stayed in our families.
Yeah.
When I understand the reasons why Big Mama or Grandma made this decision, maybe I'm not as angry.
Yeah.
You know, I understand that my parents were teenagers like I was when they made decisions. And I think it's a universal story.
It is. It absolutely is. So, now, what made you write this story? Were you in a place where you felt like, I got to share this? How did it come about?
I think that's a great question. Pooled is a short story in my third book called Astounded That I Am Okay, / I'm Mad as Hell and God Still Knows My Name. Because, Ms. Marva, I think that you can be both. I think when you look at your journey, I think that you can be astounded that you are where you are and that you have accomplished what you have. But then I also think that there are some days when there may be aspects of your life when you're saying, God, I'm still mad as hell that you allowed that to happen. And even in those moments, do you still know me? And so it went from being a short story that I started performing. I started reading pieces, then I started performing some of the characters. Then we realized that some of the deep parts, some of the traumas that have happened in our lives, it required movement and dance. So we added that, and then that's how it became a gospel musical drama. And there's nothing like the songs of old or just the sound of old good church to soothe the soul. And so we incorporated that, and then it became something that is literally changing the world.
Well, tell me about some of the music. So what are some of the songs?
All right, so I don't want to give it all away.
So you
have good foot-stomping, hand-clapping music like You Brought Me From a Mighty Long Way, which everyone knows. That is sung masterfully by Nyesha Hollins. And people will be at home watching it virtually, lifting their hands and rocking. You have some old, when we went to score the music, some of them are songs that are just, they're not in a hymnal. They're not in the Baptist hymnal.
Mm-hmm.
They're just songs about culture. So you have songs like Remember Me and Father, I Stretch My Hands to Thee. And then you have the rest of the music is music that I wrote with my MD. And so you're going to hear new songs. But again, in that African-American church tradition, you're going to hear some blues. You're going to hear a little bit of R&B flavored song called By Now. Again, Denise Baker sings that well. Denise Baker sings both By Now and that song that has that blues flavor well.
Okay, so you've mentioned a few of the names, but tell me who's all in the play.
All right, so I am going to go from memory.
Okay.
All right.
All right, that's okay.
I should have been prepared for that, okay? So Davian Jackson is the lead character. He plays opposite Chris Black. Davian Jackson, he plays opposite Chris Black, Jasper, and Chandra Norwood. Then we also have Janine Ware. Now, in my mind, I'm going left to right on the set.
Okay.
We have Crystal Williams, Naisha Hollins. We have Lloyd Pulliam. We have Dominique Hunter. We have Denise Baker. It's so many great people. I'm going to start putting them in the chat so I don't forget anyone. It is tons of great people. Janine Ware. Sydney Hewitt. We have Gary Edwards. And so we have a wonderful cast of singers between they're playing characters up until their 70s. But I think I have some of the best talent of this area in our show.
Okay. That sounds really good. So now it is playing from April the 16th to May 16th, and it's
virtually.
Okay,
yes.
So are there not ever going to be any live performances?
Unfortunately, at this time, everything's going to be virtual.
Okay.
But we understand. We've had a year of understanding COVID, and I do think it to be responsible on behalf of the general manager and the artistic director of Jubilee that given the no mask mandate right now and where we are with vaccinations, I think it's an act of responsibility to hold and to offer it. And then perhaps, you know, they may decide to do something in the future. But my understanding is from April 16th to May 16th,
okay. It
is only going to be virtual.
Well, I absolutely agree with you with them on that too. I would be very leery about that too, and I think it is very responsible that you do that as well. I would love for you to come back again. I mean, I really would, because I want to dive more into Pooled. And you have tickets for us to give away. So I am going to put that in the chat for people that if they want to check this out, because it's Pooled. I love that. Meet me at the pool, you know?
Yeah.
And I think I'd be, you know what it reminds me of too, kind of being an usher. I grew up in the church.
Okay.
As an usher, and I was always on the door. That was my favorite spot, was the door,
okay. So
that I could greet the people when they came in with a smile and make them feel good about coming into church. And I think, like you said, when you're wanting to go down there to the pool, you know, you come in there, you want to go down to the pool. Who do you want to be greeted by, and how are you going to be greeted? And so just that connection with people, and to greet them and let them know that they're welcome, and you just kind of open the door and open your arms and receive them.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's an old Clay Evans song called There's Room at the Cross. And I think, Ms. Mead, what you are picking up on, there's room at the pool. And so come as you are. It is not your traditional gospel drama, gospel play, because we're going to deal, I told the cast the other night, the best quote that I ever received was from a woman who came to the world premiere. She said, what for colored girls, the play, is to black women, Pooled is to the black family.
Oh.
And so I see generations of people getting a chance of people getting a chance to exhale through the traumas and the disappointments and the things that they have held tightly. As a matter of fact, I forgot an actress. Her name is Kenya Brown.
Mm-hmm.
She does this stirring monologue of what it felt being married to. I'm going to give you a little bit. Married to the church alcoholic and the church womanizer. And without judgment, we understand what brings him to the pool, why their relationship is in disrepair at the moment, and what it has meant. What does it mean to a woman who's been married to a man who, for the life of the marriage, has made fun of her size and her complexion and her hair? And do you need the pool? And the other question is to me, do you need the pool to be healed of that, or is that an act of self-care? Is that an act of self-love? And so all of those things will happen. I still feel like I am forgetting someone in the cast. Paige, the young lady named Paige Bedford. She sings a wonderful song And I don't want to give you too much, because I want you all to
watch. Well, I want to thank you, first of all, thank you so much for keeping the arts alive, because it is so important. And we know that there are challenges, and we encourage folks to support this play. I mean, I encourage them. So I'm giving two tickets away for anyone who is the first person to like and share the Texas Metro News page. And you will get those tickets. And thank you again, Mr. Moses. I really appreciate this. And I think it's just going to open up. I think virtual is going to be fine, but that's just going to open up a door to everywhere. This play will end up in New York City. It'll be in Chicago. It'll be in Atlanta. It'll be in California. It'll be everywhere, because
I believe that as well. I believe, and what this model does, one, I don't think this means that we're ever going back to, I don't know about Jubilee, mm-hmm. but as an artistic director myself mm-hmm. of the Black Theater, I don't think that I'm ever going back to just the in-person only. I think that we're going to do hybrid for a while. The online would be a defrayed cost, but there are some people, like with our churches, like some people are just not coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Some generations, some older people, they're not coming back because they don't feel safe, and, mm-hmm. and they've gotten used to this new life. And so if I can, depending upon my socioeconomics, if mm-hmm. I can enjoy that same performance mm-hmm. in the comfort of my home
mm-hmm.
for defrayed costs and not potentially put myself at risk,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to do that. So I think that you're right. I think it will open the door mm-hmm. to a New York, to a Chicago, mm-hmm. to an L.A., but definitely I'm grateful for Fort Worth.
Oh, I am grateful for you. Thank you so much for being here today and sharing your story with us, our listening audience. It is called The Pooled.
Yes.
Meet me at the pool is what I want to do. Just meet you down there, and
yes.
we can shout together.
Yes.
And
yes.
give praises to God. So thank you again, Mr. Moses. I appreciate you. So enjoy your Good Friday, the rest of your Good Friday and your Easter weekend. And please, will you come back and share more?
I will.
Okay.
I will. So let's talk after.
Okay.
After you watched it and you have experienced the pool.
Okay.
Let's talk about your takeaway.
All right, let's do that. We'll do that.
Okay.
We will schedule that after it is on. One of my guests says, yes, yes, yes. She can't wait to see it. She's out of the East Coast in New York. So she's looking forward to it as well. So thank you again.
Thank you so much. And I have Ginger here. I just
want to
comment on the video. But I have my Ginger right here. So great information.
Great information, Mr. Jerry. Right. Thank you so much.
All right.
We have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye. All right. That was wonderful. That was pretty good. I know I scared my poor boss to death because I screamed, but I hope you guys have enjoyed this show today. It has been a pleasure and an honor for me to talk to some really, really awesome people. V.R. Small, she is the CEO and the founder of Veterans Women's Enterprise Center here in Dallas, Texas, that caters to veteran women who are entrepreneurs, who own businesses, whether it's they employ people, or whether they just have a service industry business. They're helping. They are out there helping and encouraging people and women, and they will be celebrating Women's Veteran Day on June the 12th this year, so stay tuned for that. And then we have Mr. Gerald Prelo of Jewel Probiotics Kombucha, and he is actually in the Grow DeSoto. Have you guys not heard about that? You've got to go check it out. It's an incubator of small business in DeSoto, Texas, and it's at 324 Beltline Road in DeSoto, and there are all these Black businesses in there of all kinds, and Mr. Gerald is in there with his kombucha products. He has tea, And he talked to us about the water. You know, how many of us, including me, have been bamboozled by the 9.5 thinking that we got to do that? And he said, and the body naturally is only at 7. So what is the need? And he showed us how the water from our plants is dead. And then you're adding alkaline to it. So, wow, that was great. So you want to know more about that. You want to go see him. Then also we had just then Mr. Moses T. Alexander Green, and he is a playwright. He wrote a play, and it is a gospel musical, and it's called Pooled. And it's like, meet me at the pool. And I just thought, oh, my God, that right there was wonderful. He said, I'm going to tell you what he goes. He says, at your greatest suffering, where is God? He is at the pool. Pooled and challenged the community, provoking questions with even more unnerving answers. How many times have you questioned God's motives while seeking spiritual healing? So join us at the Pool of Bethesda. Is there one? How do I get there? Fellowship Jubilee Theater today. It's Pooled is streaming from April the 16th to May the 16th. Gather together your church members, your loved ones, your friends. It's a virtual watch party. For more information on purchasing your virtual tickets, go to www.jubileetheater.org, or you can call the box office at 817-338-4411. That's 817-338-4411. And it's called Pooled. That is so cool. I just love that name. And I just think about that. I just think about the man that couldn't walk and wanted to be there and wanted to be touched, just, you know, touched by Jesus. I mean, right there, it just gives me chill bumps. And then he challenges you. If there's only one room for one more, and you and your issues, and another person and their issues is just standing there, are you going to allow that person into the pool and you wait your turn, or are you going to go ahead and forget about the other person? I mean, that's an incredible question to ask, isn't it? That's an incredible thing to think about. I think about myself, and I think about what I want to accomplish in life. And when I can't do it, when I go, you know what, Lord, I throw my hands up in the air and I can't do one more thing. What I can do is help somebody else. What I can do is figure out somebody else's problem, because sometimes it's a whole lot easier to help another soul than to deal with yours and leave God to yours. Because, see, this is not a physical thing. This is a spiritual thing. This is what we fight against. It's not physical. It's spiritual. And so share your spirit. Share your good spirit, your God-given spirit. Share the spirit of the goodness of God to another human being at any and every opportunity that you can. You know, smile, put a smile on your face, open your arms and welcome them into your life, you know, to share with them what God has done for you. See, because what people ask all the time, well, how do you know God can do this? Or how do you know what God did this and that? Look at your life. Look back. There's the proof right there, because when you thought there was nothing else you could do, did it. There was, couldn't get any worse, and you were going to go over. You're still here. So open your arms. Open your arms and just receive all the goodness of God, because he has it for you. He's never left you, nor will he forsake you. And with that, I just want to say again, thank you for joining From Marble with Love today. Thank you to my special guests, B.R. Smalls, Gerald Prelow, and Moses T. Alexander Green, the playwright. Just thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being there. You know, thank you for giving me a reason to get up on Fridays, and I come in here and I get to talk to you and share, you know, guests, you know, all genres of life, you know. And then this is the year of the woman, and so we want to celebrate women. So I want you to celebrate a Black woman, a white woman, a Hispanic woman. Celebrate a woman in your life. Celebrate her. Give her a high five, you know. What a blessing. All right. Now, we have next week, we will have Jaira Nicole Michael. She will have her show on Tuesday, and it is the Jaira Nicole show, and it's from 11:30 to 1:30. Right here on our Texas Metro News Facebook page and on Blog Talk Radio from 11:30 to 1:30. And then on Wednesdays, our Norma is back. She's been on vacation, and now she's back with I Was Just Thinking with Norma Adams Way, veteran journalist. I cannot wait for her to be back in the studio. We have such a good time when she's here, because she's just so smart. I mean, she is a history lesson, and I get to learn more and more. Thank you again to everyone who was on the show. Then I'm back here on Fridays. Oh, but we got a good one coming up for you on a Saturday with Deborah Brown Stearns. She is going to be hosting a show on politics, and she's got Deborah Peoples and some other ladies that are going to be on, and they're going to have a great time. So we're going to be talking more about that. We'll let you know. You'll be just follow us, if you would, at Texas Metro News on Facebook, on Twitter, Instagram. Follow us at Texas Metro News, and like and share our page. We would love to hear from you. And if you want to be a guest on From Marvel with Love, all you have to do is email me at editor@texasmetronews.com. That's editor@texasmetronews.com. And I would love to have you as a guest, because I like to say is I want to talk about what you want to talk about, right here on From Marvel with Love. And now we're going to leave here today. Now, I don't own the rights to this song, y'all, but we're going to hear this song today. I want to play for you I Am Every Woman by Chaka Khan. So, because, you know, we are every woman. That's what we do. That's exactly what we do. As women, you know, we help our families, and we do it all. We do it all. So until next week, I want to say thank you. Where is it? I can't find it. Let's see. Chaka Khan. I Am Every Woman. Where is it? I got it ready for y'all. Well, so man, I hate that. We'll just go with since I can't find Every Woman, we'll go with a little bit of Aretha. and I say a little prayer for you, because I do say a little prayer for you. Have a wonderful, wonderful Good Friday afternoon and Easter weekend, Resurrection Day.
Thank you.